awesome it is to worship in this room. Thank you, Katie, for leading us. And you guys have a seat. We can clap for Katie, too. I mean, this is amazing to be here. Thank you to Julie and Emily for even allowing me to come over. And guys, I'm joining Women's Bible Study this season. And no, this is a first. Today's a first for several reasons, because I think today we hit under 70 degrees when we woke up. And I'm actually convinced that there's one person in this room that, because we hit under 70, they said, "I'm waiting to get the pumpkin spice." Until that day, today's the day. Raise your hand if you got a pumpkin spice today. Never mind, no one did. Okay, all right, just me. Guys, it is. I got to leave the office today, and this is a first for me too. Because they said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Guys, I'm going to Women's Bible Study." And I've never been able to say that. I love what happens here. I've known about Women's Bible Study for years and years and years. And what a blessing that this study is, not just for you guys, but for the whole church. And it's a huge blessing. And I'm really excited that you guys are going to be studying Hebrews. Hebrews is an amazing book. And in fact, there's been a verse in Hebrews this year that I've been thinking about a lot. And so I wanted to just kind of show you. I didn't know how to do my glasses, microphone, and Bible. Hold on a second. Glasses. Hold this. You know, one thing that we talk about a lot here at Watermark, we look at John 15 and just the comparison of who we are to God. This is what John 15 says. It says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And in Hebrews, and this is the verse that has really, really helped me this year. Hebrews 11 talks about kind of the men and women of faith in chapter 11. In verse 8, it says this: "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going." And there was something in that struck me. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going, but he went out in faith. And so what did he have? Did he have clarity? No, he had faith in what God was doing, and that was enough. And that is a reminder, as I look at John 15, what it means to abide in Christ. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And I'm just so encouraged in that. And I hope, I don't know where you guys are today, how hard it was to get here today. But just know that you being here is how you are just abiding in Christ and being faithful. And I'm so excited for what this study is going to do in your own walk with the Lord. You're going to learn a lot of things in this book. There's so much Hebrews. We're going to learn. Our whole lives are going to be spent trying to learn everything we can in Hebrews. It's such a rich book. But and by the way, if anyone can tell me who wrote this by the end of the study, that would be awesome. So we're not sure, but someone knows. Okay. More than just the knowledge of what you're going to learn, if your faith grows this semester, this season, as you're going through Hebrews, that's the goal, is for your faith to grow so that every day you wake up and you're more in love with Jesus and you're more aligned with him and you're able to make it through each day because of the strength that God gives you. I just want to pray. It's such an honor to get to pray for you guys as y'all head into this season going through Hebrews. So I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Just to be in this room with all these ladies, my wife included, I'm just so, so grateful for them and the way that they lead in so many ways at this church and the way that they serve others and the examples they are. And Lord, I pray for this study. I pray that it would be helpful for their hearts, that they will learn things, God, that make them know and trust you more. What a gift it is, God, to be able to study your word together. And so we pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rob. Ladies, you're getting put it down there. Go back down. We're good. Y'all, welcome. Oh my goodness. Ooh, I was getting teary during worship just thinking about, I hadn't looked back yet, to see all of you that are here. Welcome to Women's Bible Study. You have been prayed for well over a year now, and it is just a gift of the Lord for us to be together today. Y'all, you could have chosen so many other ways to spend your Wednesday mornings, but you have dedicated your time to diligently study God's Word. And it is the most important thing you can do because studying God's Word matters. God's Word teaches us about the creator of the universe and his rescue plan through Jesus. He gives us ways in which we can live a life that fully trusts and surrenders to him. And I pray that this year, as we study God's Word, that you will see that it is an anchor to our soul, that it will make you strong, steady, and secure in the good times and in the storms. So I want to take a minute just to tell you about what to expect this year in Women's Bible Study and to give you a little preview of what we're going to be studying. So I didn't introduce myself. My name is Emily Hope. I work here at Watermark on the Women's Equipping Team. It is a joy and privilege to be here with you guys. So I will be around if you need anything. But this year, we are going to be using a threefold approach to Women's Bible Study. So if you've been here before, you know this. If you're new, welcome. You get to know. The first thing we're going to do is through independent study. So when you go to your small group room, you will receive your curriculum book. And our ask is that during the week, you would take time to study the lesson, to set aside time. But before you do that, we ask that you would stop and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to prepare your heart and then to begin teaching you what his word says and what it means. And so your curriculum book is designed with questions that are going to help you wrestle. What is in this text? What does it say? What do I do with that? There's going to be a lot of that in Hebrew, so just buckle up. And as you go through the curriculum, we're going to encourage you to take time to do it a little bit at a time. Now, some of you are like, hey, I got all the time in the world, and I'm going to sit there and get it done in 2 or 3 hours. That's great. And then some of you, I say that, and you're like, that's funny. I only have 5 minutes a day to myself because I got littles everywhere. That's great. The goal is not to finish your curriculum. The goal is to be in God's word. It is to meet with our Savior through his written word, through the book of Hebrews. And if that's all you can get to, that is a win. But our ask is that you would take time each week to let God's word slowly sink into your heart. Because in it, that's where you'll find growth and flourishing. So each week, as you're going through it, we ask that you would stop, sit, pray, and slowly work through the curriculum, and then come ready next week to discuss. So that's the first part, is through the curriculum. The second part is through teaching. So each week, you will come here in this room at 10:30. We won't have worship each week. This was just a surprise and delight for this week. But we will have a rotation of incredible teachers who are going to take the time to go even further into the text to help you understand what does it mean, and what do I do with that in my life? How do I live it out? And if there's a week you can't join us, that's totally fine. We're going to record it and have it on the website by Friday of each week. So first part, independent study. Second part, teaching. The third part is through your small groups. So after teaching, you're going to leave this room and you're going to go to your small group rooms. We'll have rooms here. We'll have rooms in the West Tower. We'll help you get to where you're supposed to go. And in your small groups, you are going to be led by incredible, faithful, godly women who are going to help lead the discussion and help care for you this year and the women in your group. And please know that we have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and worked and worked and worked to try to place these groups. And there is no mistake of who's in there. So you may walk in and you may know some people in your group, which is so great. And you may walk in and you may not know anyone. And that's great too. It's an opportunity to meet new people. And then some of you may walk in and you're like, there's no way I'm going to get to know these women. There's no way this is going to work. They're too different for me. I don't know. Please know that every year we hear stories of women who are like, hey, I didn't think I had anything in common with my group. And then the Lord showed me that this woman was here because there's something in her story that's helping me through this season. Whatever it may be, I promise you it happens every year. So please just trust the Holy Spirit in the way that he has led your group to be. But also know that we have tried to place as many groups as possible with mixed ages. We are very passionate about the command in Titus 2 for older women to teach younger women. So that doesn't mean that necessarily your group is going to have an age span of 30 years. It may, Some of them do. But then it also may be, but there's women in your group that maybe are a step ahead in their journey with the Lord. Or maybe they've gone through a season of life that you haven't been through, and they're there to help encourage you. So if you are in a group with younger women, embrace them. Many of them are just trying to keep their head above water. They're just trying to figure out, how do I have a family? How do I be an adult? How do I have a job? What do I do with all of this? Encourage them. I can guarantee you all they want to hear is for somebody to look at them and say, hey, you're going to be okay. That's all they want. They want somebody to love them and care for them well. And younger women, if you are in a group with older women, embrace it. They have so much wisdom and experience to share with you. You are going to learn so much. I am so excited for y'all to get to sit in groups with one another. It is going to be incredible. So know that Women's Bible Study is made up of so many different women. We have women coming in here who are married. We have women who are unmarried. We have women who are members here at Watermark. Some who have just walked in these doors for the first time. Some who go to other churches. We have women who have been walking with Jesus for decades. We have some that are just starting their journey and have not met Jesus yet. You were in the right place. We have women who are walking here on cloud nine and those who are struggling. Wherever you are today, please know that you are so welcome. This is exactly where the Lord would have you. And I pray that you would be met with the love of God through his word and then through his people. And so the final thing to expect is kind of a warning to us all. You should know we have an enemy who wants nothing more than to keep us from being in God's word. And I can guarantee you if something's going to go wrong, if there's going to be a distraction, if things are just going to go absolutely bananas, it's going to be right when you sit down to do your study, and it's going to be on Wednesday mornings. So just know that. Know to expect it. And remember, it's just being in God's word. That is our goal, is to know our Savior through the studying of God's word. If there's a week that you're like, hey, this has been a crazy week, and all I can do is listen to the passage on my phone, I didn't get to the questions, that's totally fine. Please come. We still want to hear what the Lord has taught you. And if you're like, I have studied so hard on this lesson, I got all the things to share, we're so excited to hear from you too. We're excited for you to be here. We encourage you to participate. Your attendance matters. God is going to use you to teach more about who he is and what he's done through Jesus Christ. He's going to work in you, and he's going to work through you for the women in your group. So those are a few things of what to expect this year in Women's Bible Study. So I want to talk about what we're going to be studying this year. If you weren't aware, we're studying Hebrews, and I'm really, really excited. But I want to start with a question. How many of you had a cup of coffee this morning? Okay, why did you have a cup of coffee? You're tired. You need something to kickstart your day. You need a boost. Some of you are like, I've already had three, not just one. So y'all, we need this a lot. We need a boost. We need a kickstart. We see this in our lives pretty much every day. We also see it in pop culture. I think about Popeye, who needed spinach to go in a fight, or Scooby-Doo needing his Scooby snacks. Or, you know, almost every movie, there's like that big speech that gets everybody going. And we need that, right? Life is hard, and sometimes we just need that boost or that reminder to keep going. And that's exactly what the book of Hebrews is talking about. So the book of Hebrews, Rob mentioned it. We don't know the author. It's not worth debating over. I'm just going to put it out there. We just don't. It's not worth it. We don't know. But what we do know is it was written to a group of Jewish Christians. So this church, it's a sermon written to them. They grew up Jewish, but then they had proclaimed faith in Jesus Christ as the Savior and Messiah. But once they did this, it wasn't all sunshine and roses. In fact, they were facing persecution. They were being excluded from their families, from their work, from shopping in the market. Some of them were losing their homes. Some were losing their lives. And in that hardship, they were thinking, gosh, if I just went back to the way I used to live as a Jew, things would be a lot easier. My family would accept me. I could work. I could do all these things. You know what? Maybe I'm just going to go back there. And the author of Hebrews, it's kind of him going, hey, we're not going back. Do not go back. It's not worth it. Hey, those things of the Old Testament that you're trying to go back to, the law, the prophets, the sacrificial system, they're not harmful, but they're not complete. The full and true has come in Jesus Christ. That's who you've proclaimed in. Don't go back. He's worth it, even though it's hard. Keep going. And y'all, even though this was written 2,000 years ago, Doesn't that sound relevant to today? There's so many things going on in life that are competing for our attention that are saying, hey, if you just go back to that way you used to live, hey, that thing that you think following Jesus is worth it, actually, if you come this way, that's worth it. It's easier. Don't you want to do that? And so the book of Hebrews is just so rich to remind us, hey, Jesus is worth it. We're going to look back over and over again to the Old Testament to see that everything in there was a shadow pointing to our Savior who is alive right now. So here's the thing. We need something so much bigger than anything this world is trying to offer us. We need more than that cup of coffee in the morning, or two or three. We need more than spinach. We need more than that house, that job, that friend group, that boyfriend, that husband. We need more than being in control of everything. We need more than spending more time with our kids or spending less time with our kids. We need more than doing a certain number of things in church. We need more than spending a certain amount of time in God's word for us to love us, for him to love us. That's not true. We don't need any of that. They're not bad, but they're not ultimate. We need something so much greater and so much more lasting than anything of this world. We need Jesus. We need to know that our sins have been paid for on the cross, that there's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves to make up for our sin, because we can't, that our sin separates us from a holy God, but that God did not leave us to fend for ourselves. He sent his very son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth. He paid the full and sufficient sacrifice for all of our sins, and all we have to do is surrender. Surrender our wants, surrender our thoughts, surrender our actions, surrender our entire lives. And when we come to Jesus in that humble state of surrender, saying, Lord, I have sinned against you. I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? We are met with such grace and forgiveness and are given a new identity. So the hope, all those things you're looking for in life to give you fulfillment, they pale in comparison to the hope found in Jesus. The full and true has come. The greater, better, and sure is here right now in Jesus Christ. Will you find your hope in him? I'm so excited as we get to study God's word through the book of Hebrews this year. I'm going to just read for us our key verse for this year. It's Hebrews 1:3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. If you're walking in here today and you're like, I don't know who this God is, look to Jesus. We're going to look at him. He's the exact representation of God. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Some of you may be walking in here and you're like, my life is out of control. We have a Savior who is upholding the world by a word. And after making purification for sins, that I'm so excited for us to dive into this, because you don't have to earn favor with God. Jesus made purification. He did it. And I told the leaders last week, this is my favorite part of this verse. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So I'm going to steal Cynthia's thunder before she teaches this in a few weeks. The temple, there were no chairs in it because the work of the priest was never done. But our great high priest in Jesus Christ has come. He is the first priest who was able to sit down because his work was finished. And that is true in each and every one of your lives. When you place your faith in Jesus, the work is finished. It is full and complete. So I'm so excited. I also wanted to tell you about the cover art on your curriculum this year. This, y'all, I'm so thankful for people who are gifted in this, because it would have been a Word document if it was up to me. But it's beautiful. And if you'll see, there are pictures or flowers up here that are filled in and those that are not. So like I said, we're looking back to the Old Testament saying, hey, the things in the Old Testament, they're not bad. They're just not complete. The complete and full is found in Jesus. So that's why there are some flowers that are not complete and some that are fullness of color. It can also serve as a coloring book in your curriculum. You'll see it. It'll be great. Some of you are like, great, I'm going to be able to focus now. Y'all, thank you for choosing to be here at Women's Bible Study. It is going to be an incredible, incredible year.